December 24, 1926. Laments and sorrows because of the privation of Jesus. Pains of Jesus in the maternal womb. One who lives in the divine will is like a limb bound to the creation. I felt all restlessness because my sweet Jesus was not coming. But while I was raving, I spoke nonsense, and in the intensity of my pain I repeated, continuously, Jesus, how you have changed. I would never have believed that you would arrive at depriving me of yourself for so long. But while I was pouring out my pain, sweet Jesus came as a little child, and throwing himself into my arms, he said to me, My daughter, tell me, and you, have you changed? Do you perhaps love someone else? Do you no longer want to do my will? These questions of Jesus cut me to the quick and, regretful, I said, Jesus, what do you mean by this? No, no, I have not changed, nor do I love or know any other love. And I would love to die rather than not do your most holy will. And Jesus, sweetly, added, So, you have not changed? Then, my daughter, if you, who have a nature subject to change, have not changed, could I myself change, who am unshakable? Your Jesus does not change, be certain. Nor can he change. I remained confused and did not know what to say, and he added, Oh goodness, do you want to see how I was in the womb of my sovereign mama, and what I suffered within her? Now, while he was saying this, he placed himself inside of me, in the middle of my breast, lying flat, in a state of perfect immobility. His little feet and hands were so stretched and immobile as to move one to pity. He lacked the space to be able to move, to open his eyes, to breathe freely. And what was most harrowing was to see him in the act of dying continuously. What pain to see my little Jesus die. I felt I was placed, together with him, in that same state of immobility. Then, after some time, little baby Jesus, squeezing me to himself, told me, My daughter, my state in the maternal womb was extremely painful. My little humanity had perfect use of reason and of infinite wisdom. Therefore, from the very first instant of my conception, I understood all my sorrowful state, the darkness of the maternal prison. I had not even a glimmer of light. What a long night of 9 months! The narrowness of the place, which forced me to perfect immobility, always in silence. Nor was it given to me to wail or to sob, so as to pour out my pain. How many tears did I not shed in the sacrarium of the womb of my mama, without making the slightest movement? And this was nothing. My humanity had taken on the commitment to die so many times in order to satisfy divine justice, for as many times as creatures had made the divine will die within them, committing the great affront of giving life to the human will, making a divine will die in them. Oh! How these deaths cost me! To die and to live and to die, this was the most harrowing and continuous pain for me. More so since, even though my divinity was one with me and inseparable from me, in receiving these satisfactions from me, it took the attitude of justice, and although my humanity was holy and pure, it was the little lamp before the immense sun of my divinity, and I felt all the weight of the satisfactions which I was to give to this divine sun, and the pain of decayed humanity which was to rise again in me, at the cost of many deaths of mine. It was the rejection of the divine will, giving life to one's own will, that formed the ruin of decayed humanity, and I was to keep my humanity and my human will in a continuous state of death, so that the divine will might have continuous life in me in order to extend its kingdom. From the moment I was conceived, I thought about, and occupied myself with extending the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat within my humanity, at the cost of giving no life to my human will, in order to make decayed humanity rise again, so that, once this kingdom was founded in me, I might prepare the graces, the necessary things, the pains, the satisfactions which were needed to make it known and to found it in the midst of creatures. Therefore, everything you do, that which I do in you for this kingdom, is nothing other than the continuation of what I did since I was conceived in the womb of my mama. So, if you want me to carry out the kingdom of the eternal fiat within you, let me be free, and never give life to your will. After this, I was continuing my acts in the eternal volition, and sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, my will is the soul, and all creation is the body for it. And while the soul is one within the body, one is her will, the body, instead, has many different senses, and like many different keys, each one performs its own little sonata, and each limb exercises its own office. However, there is such order and harmony among them, that when one limb exercises its office, all the other limbs are all intent on the operating limb. They suffer together, if that limb suffers, and they enjoy, if it enjoys, because one is the will that moves them, one is the strength that they possess. Such is the whole creation. It is like a body animated by my will, and even though each created thing does its distinct office, they are so united among themselves as to be more than limbs to the body. Since it is my will alone that animates them and dominates them, one is the strength that they possess. Now, one who does my will and lives in it, is the limb which belongs to the body of creation, and therefore she possesses the universal strength of all created things, excluding not even that of her creator, because my will circulates in the veins of the whole creation as more than blood within the body, a blood which is pure, holy, vivified with light, and which reaches the point of spiritualizing the body itself. The soul is all intent on the whole creation, to do what it does, to be in communication with all of its acts. And all creation is intent on her, to receive her acts, because the office, the little sonata, of this limb in the midst of it is so beautiful, that all are intent on listening to her. Therefore, the living in my will is the most happy and indescribable destiny. Her acts, her point of origin are always directed toward heaven, and her life is in the midst of the spheres.